to be properly cared for. And he says, well, look at the lilies of the field, verse 28. They don't toil and they don't spin. But look at the garment they wear. Look at their beauty. Even Solomon in all his glory didn't clothe himself like one of these. He's talking about the lilies of the field. The question is, what is he exactly referring to here? What is a field lily? Probably the best translation is wildflowers. We really don't know. There were things called irises, narcissi, gladioli, cap lilies. There were a number of things that grew at that time, as best we can tell. But he probably is just referring to wildflowers. There's an essential quality. There's an essential beauty. There's an essential magnificence, a delicate texture, form, design, substance, color in flowers that man with all his ingenuity can never imitate. And if you doubt that, just look at the next batch of plastic flowers you see, or silk ones. It's a nice effort, but they don't have the grace and beauty of the real thing. So he says, look at the wildflowers. They don't toil, they don't spin, but they grow. They flourish. They don't spin a single thread to clothe themselves. And don't you think that the Lord's going to make sure you have what you need? They are so beautifully arrayed that Solomon in all his glory, with all his money, couldn't array himself with the beauty of a delicate flower. So beautiful, so gorgeous, so beautifully colored, fragile in its beauty, wondrous in its texture. Place it alongside Solomon in his robes, bordered with gold and silver and jewels, and the flower comes out more lovely. Take the finest fabric that Solomon ever wore, look at it in a microscope, and it is sackcloth. Take a flower and submit its garment to the microscope, and the delicate velvet reveals the exquisite weaving of God. And Christ is not really engaging in hyperbole here. He's stating fact. No garment loomed with the finest thread on the finest loom is anything but sackcloth when placed beside the petal of a flower. So Jesus said, why do you worry? Why do you spend such effort in the matter of your clothes? Look at the wildflowers. Kings haven't been so magnificently robed. Flowers put all their robes to shame. And then he makes the point in verse 30. If God so arrays the grass of the field,